I was thinking about yesterday's thing that, I guess, yeah, fine. Yesterday's thing, we, the Rambam. So, it's, you know, it says, like, it's all like Munach. When the water is on the water, you take the water out of the pet. The Rambam, and what was it, Yud Gimel Gimel? So, if you take the water in Shabbos, so if you take the water out of the pet, you take a cup, some water out, so it's your okay. It's considered a cure, because he says it's, Mayim is Kulak, Yilu Menachem Al Haaretz. It's like it's all one, it's all Munach on Laretz. So I was just thinking, is like maybe it's in line with what we were saying. Maybe it's not different than Rashi. Because according to Rashi, we said the question is how do you have Hanacha? On the surface, you say water on top of water is in the Munach because it's moving around. It's moving around. The water on top is, you know, moving back and forth all over the place. You could argue the water on the bottom is fixed. But the water on top is moving all over. So it doesn't matter, it's not really Munach. So if you say the definition of Munach is at rest, like normally you think Munach means, so then the water's not at rest. Kamash Malon, that there's a different, that there's a Munach for a solid and there's a Munach for a liquid. Okay, that in Mayim, Mayim's nature is the way it's a Munach, it doesn't in general, it doesn't come to like an absolute rest. The way Mayim is a Munach is that it's contained in a clay. Okay, it has a holder, it's in a clay, and there's the entity of the water is as a unit. That's the makom. Because the idea of munach, he said, the idea of munach isn't, it's not just a halacha, it's at rest. The idea of munach is that it's as a makom. It's makom. So an asalid, moving around, doesn't have a makom. But a liquid fills a kli, and its makom is the kli. Because that's the nature of its munach. It's moving around within the kli, or within the hole, or whatever it is. But that's the nature of water. That's hainu hanachasan. That is the way water is a munach. And now, once that's the case, so it's like the all the water, even though part of it may be moving, part of it is stationary, but it's all as a unit. It's all a munach in the guma. So it says, "Mayim kulo kilu menachem al haaretz." It means that is the hanacha of the mayim kulam. It all is like one entity. You don't say this part is moving around, that's not moving. It rather it's all because the nature of the munach of water, namely that it's contained in the guma or in the whatever, so therefore it all is like it's a munach.
That's Rashi.
Yeah, but then I'm saying that's what the Ram also is. I'm saying the Ram's also that. Because the Ram's just explaining the mayim kulo kilu munach malar. It's I, the water on top. But it's all like munach as a unit in this thing. In this whole. You don't say that this part of it is. See, if you had an absolute definition of munach is absolute is motion, so then the water on top is motion, so it's not a munach. But since the nature of the definition of munach is that it's contained in the clay, so it's all contained as a unit. It's not the parts, there's no parts, it's all contained, what's contained? The unit of the water. So it all is din of a munach. It all is din of a munach. So therefore, you're mechayev. So now you're okay. Yeah, it is different Rashi than the emphasis. I mean, Rashi's emphasis is hainu hanachasan. But the reason why is because this is the way water is a munach. But the Ram said, okay, fine, that's why, but the what, so now, because of Hainu Chasim, therefore, it's all munach. It's a munach, all the water is just a munach. It's an entity of a munach, you know? So sure, the emphasis is a little different, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think you'd say they're different, they're saying different, you know? Okay, so let's go further. So we're back to so we're going further in our Gemara. I guess it's Shabbos. Hayam Aleph Beis. Hayam Beis. So the question is, if you have the nut on top of, if you have a nut, I skipped this part. But if you have a nut on water, that's definitely not a murach. Okay, if you have a nut on the surface of the water, so it's not a murach. It's popping all around. Okay, it's moving all around. See, then you don't say it's part of the water. Like water on top of water, you say that's the way the water is a munach. But a nut doesn't rest on water, a nut's just moving around. So the nut definitely on water is not considered a munach. But, he says, what about if you have a kli on the water and then a nut on the kli? Or in the kli, on the kli. The question is, do you say that that's a munach? Do you say that you go basa the kli? You go basa the nut, and the nut is a munach on the kli? Or do you say go to the kli and the kli is a moving, so therefore it's not a munach.
What is the
name? So say take. Okay, so that's right. So that's the question. So do you say that the egos is considered a nach? Okay, so let's look at Tosos. Oh, is it Rashi? Let's see, is it Rashi?
No.
Okay, so this is a Tosos. So Tosos goes to Gemara in Rav Metzia. The Gemara of Metzia It's talking about a chotzer ma'alachas. Saying is that if a chotzer is moving, it's not kona. Okay. The question is, could the animal be kona the kelim that are on it? Because as the animal, you kona the kelim, the animal. So now they're kelim on it, and you want to be kona the kelim because they're on your animal. And the animal is like a chotzer. It's like a chotzer. So it says it's chotzer ma'alachas. And you can't be kona. Chotzer ma'alachas isn't kona. Okay. So it says, but it has a case of a ship. Right, if you go in a ship, right, so if fish jump onto the ship, it shouldn't be kona. Because it's a mitzvah alechas, it's moving, I guess it's clear that you're going to fish like that. That's how fishing goes, I guess. So it's, apparently that's a premise. So the Gemara says, no, the boat is not moving. So the boat is moving, it is at rest, and the water is just moving. Moving it. Okay, but the boat is at rest, and therefore, it's not malachas. So you see, a boat on the water is, or when fish land on a boat, you don't say that it's like moving. You say the fish are landing on a stationary boat. Either the boat is moving relative to the water. That doesn't play into the fact. That doesn't play into the fish on the boat. Which sounds like a similar case. Sounds like it's saying is that you say when the fish are resting on the boat, you say the boat is considered stationary. So if that's the case, why don't you say, in our case where the nut is on the clay, that it's like the clay is stationary. It's like all that matters is the nut is resting on the clay, like the fish are resting on the boat. So he says. So Tostos is asked. Alpha Gav Damrin by us. There's two Tostos, by us and by Metzia. Let's start with us. Alpha Gav Damrin by Kamad by Metzia. Svina Mei Nachmaich Umai Kamamti La. The Gabi Kenyan shiny. That's by Kenyan. The Lom Ikri Ma'alachas. The Chotzer Yalfina Miyad. Viad Nami Yehuda Kamaski Tuta. Become Mamtila. So boy, there you learn how to Chotzer from Yad. You put it like in her Yad. Yeah, a person's Yad. So that's like a Chotzer. Chotzer is Kona like a person's hand is Kona. So the person's hand, the body is walking, but you say the hand is considered like is like stationary. So it's the same thing. It's like the boat. The fact that the thing which the hand is attached to, or the body is moving, you don't say that it's considered malachas. You don't say it's considered malachas. Right, Abul Hacha. So that's, we're not in the Sugya of Chatzim Malachas. So, how exactly it works there. Or what is Chatzim Malachas then? But let's leave it. But you see, that's the way it works by Mamanas. By Mamanas, it's considered, because of the nature of Mamanas, that it's like a yad, and that's not considered a motion. Okay, that's considered like it's a rest. But, Abul Hacha, mi Mishkan Yalfina. But here you learn from Mishkan. Bisham lo yemistama alakidarach shematzniim chafatzim bnei adam. The way it works hanacha by is learned from Mishkan, and there the way people store objects, the way your miniach and your matzniah you store, you hide, you put away objects. Ubai egos bikli itself agabe mayim imu derach kach lasniach chafatzim alo. Is this the way that people store their objects? On a clay, on the water. Right? That's the question.
Like a raft or something.
Like a raft. Is this the way people store them? So do you say that yes?
Yeah.
Or do you say no?
Isn't that how...
It turns out it's a funny question. That's you saying, that's Ziboya. Is that the Derach or is that not the Derach? Sounds like a sociological question or something. I don't know, whatever anthropology, whatever... ology does that, studies those things, you know? But I mean, that's... What's the question? It's a funny question. I mean, that's what the Ibaya is? That's the helping matters here? And that's the question? Okay, but let's get a little more. He says, in Tosafot, he explains a little bit more, but let's leave it go for now. Then he says, he says, it's not really like a munach. It's not technically a munach. Okay? In reality. It's not a munach. What? Because it's moving. And you don't say that it's just munach relative, since it's relative at rest, relative to the thing, it's a munach. Because you don't say that. The kaimelon, rachav kamalach tami, because you say basically, it's a case we did that, but a guy who's riding on a horse, if you'll say Rebbe is riding on a horse, so you say your Rebbe is like he's walking. He's at rest on the horse. But you say that that's considered hiluch. You don't say relative to. You say there's like, I guess, an absolute reference frame, and that's considered motion, it's considered moving. He says, and the Bereish Perek Basra, Mashmanami dim no sin adal adam kshum halach lo chotzer manach. You put on a guy who's walking, you don't say that it's a munach. The kamar minichol lakshim alachas, but no tol mimenek shi omedas. I guess that's a trick, so you're not going to be chayiv. You put it on and take it off when it's walking. The minna nami b'motzi. Hotzi dio kishir shteyoso su kasvan kishuhu male chayiv. So he wasn't doing a chosin because you're writing it, putting it on the wall. Mashu nafka kasvan shenichom makam sheyishoru shalom. If you write it on the wall, avalim shafach the kli acher lo chashavanach kishuhu male. If you just pour it into a kli while you're walking, you pour ink into another kli, it implies that's not considered anacha because you're walking. And as you don't say, his point is, he's just trying to show that you don't say that that's actually defined as a rest. It's not a rest. Right? So if something is in motion relative to the ground and happens to be at rest relative to the holder, you don't say that's defined as rest. But you might say a chayiv because of what he said earlier. Because if it's derech latznia chafatzim, if that's where people store it, there's no intrinsic halacha that has to be a rest. The halacha is, it has to be kederech like mishkan, like the way you matzniach chafatzim. So if this is the way Masniya Chafatzim, then that's his makom. I mean, that's good. It's not, makom doesn't per se have to be rest. It just has to be like, it has an essential relationship to the makom. That's the way people store it. So therefore, if that's the way people store it, it doesn't matter if it's moving. But that's the way it's stored. That's his makom. That's his storage makom. So it doesn't matter. He's saying, don't say that it's a question of, is it have an absolute din of rest or not? Don't learn it that way. You could have learned it that way. You would have thought that from the Gemara. Is it, do you define that as rest? Like it's a relative motion. Is that defined as motion or not motion? What he's saying is no. It's definitely, if you look at the sugyas, it's definitely considered motion. But the question here is because it's derech latznia. That's the halacha. It goes by derech latznia, and that's the ibaya. Is it derech latznia or is it not derech latznia? Okay, so Tosfos and Bamatzia says almost the same thing. Says Tosfos based Svina the Meinachon find Afik of the Berakam Dishim in Tam Chacham Rachav Kimhalech. You see, it's considered moving. Hacha chotzer mishem yada shaboy v'havei shapir dum yadiyad demeinach maichi umanta alagufa. So it's the same thing as like the hand. V'chaim perikam of the Shabbos egos safagav mayim lo havei hanacha egos bekli v'kli safagav mayim mahu. So now he explains hasa mishem de dum yadimalach samishkan ba'inan. It's because that's like the mishkan. V'lo hi matzniyim chafatzim bedavar shahayim misnaneh u'misnadeh, because people don't store their objects upon something which is shaking and moving and shaking. So he's saying the reason why, now it sounds like he's saying, is that they don't store their objects that way. People don't store their objects on something which moves. It's funny, over by Shabbos he said that's the Ibaya. Do people do it? But in here he's trying to explain the Ibaya, and he's saying, oh, the reason why is because people don't store their things on objects which are moving.
I mean, that's the resolution.
No, it says Teiko. Teiko. And he's trying to explain the Ibaya. So it's funny, right?
No, he's explaining egos tzaf agabi mayim.
No, but then he's also explaining egos vikli tzaf agabi mayim. Mahu? Hasa mishin derin devach mishkan. B'lo yamaniyachem chafasim davar shem esnai demaniyach. B'davar shem esnai demaniyach. You don't put objects on a davar, on a kli, which is esnai demaniyach. People don't do that. So that's why the Gemara is nibaya there. Yeah, but if that's, so then why is it nibaya? Then it should just be, and it shouldn't be chayiv. Definitely not. But it is nibaya. This is funny. It sounds in Bava Metzia like he's not wondering whether people do it. He's just saying people don't do it. But over in Shabbos, he says that's the Ibaya. So unless you'll say he's just explaining one side of the Ibaya, like he's explaining that side. You know, it's funny though. I mean, it's funny. So what is the, you know, what's the Ibaya? Right, what's the Ibaya? It's funny. The whole thing's funny. I mean, it sounds like a contradiction. Because there's one that was here. He's saying, why should he say only one side? He doesn't sound too much in doubt about it over here. He just says, because he should say, Shema, maybe. Shouldn't he say that if that's what he means? Let me ask a question. The question is like this. Is that, let's say you had like a kli, which was really smelly. Okay, and no one would store anything there. Okay, just no one stores things there. It just smells too bad, you know. Or any, you know, just one example, but whatever. There are a lot of mosquitoes flying around it. So no one in the right mind would ever store anything there, would ever put anything there. So would you say that according to this coming to the same Ibaya, the Derech Latznia, do people store the things there? No. Okay. I mean, my point is that it's an accidental thing, it would seem. Smelly. People store it on a kli. The fact that the kli happens to be smelly, that's an accidental thing. So, but people store things on a kli. So you don't just say, is that you have to say, well, it's a brown clay, and people don't like brown. So, I mean, that's just doesn't work that way. Clay is a storage thing for a nut. So if that's the case, so it's true here, people don't store things in the water, on a clay on the water. But is it, why didn't you just say, that's like smelliness. It's an accidental thing. But the clay is a storage facility, it's derech of people to store, to be masnia the chafotzim on a clay. So now it's in the water, it's moving, okay, so what? Where's the room for any baya here, you know what I mean? Where's the room for any baya here? It's a chai, so there's a difference. The difference is that there's, here, by smell, the smell, the clay smell is perfectly good holder. It can hold objects, 100%. The only thing is that people don't like being near bad smells, so therefore a person isn't going to choose that place to store it. But in terms of the chafza, it's a perfect holder. Okay, but when it comes to the shaky clay, so it's not good for storage. Why don't people store it there? It's not because they just don't like motion, it's because they get seasick. It's because it's not very effective as a holder. It's not so stable. And part of holding things is stability. So because it's not so stable, people don't choose to hold. Even if it is going to stay, it's just whatever. Psychologically, it just doesn't look stable. People don't do it. Okay, people don't do it. But it's because of it's a property of the thing itself affects the ability or the choice of being a holder. Right? It affects the choice of being a holder. It prevents it from being a holder. People don't put things on there because the shakiness, shakiness is an accidental condition, just like smell is an accidental condition. But when it comes to the framework of care, of placing an object, of being a holder, that accidental feature comes to the forefront. It comes to the forefront.
How does this not say what Tosfos doesn't want us to say about motion mattering?
No, because it's not because it's in motion. See, Tosfos is saying is don't say because munach means at rest. Because it doesn't have to be at rest. It's not because rest per se. It's because of the derech of latznia. And it's not the motion renders it not derech latznia. And people are masnia on something which is misnade. But it's not because it has to be like absolute, it's defined as absolute rest. There's no definition of absolute rest. The definition is this the makom where people put it. You know, and it's, but the motion is what causes that it's not the derech of people to put it there.
Okay.
Okay, so the question is, so what's the ibaya now? Okay, so now this side. So now this side's a little better, right? Now what's the other side? So then how could you say that you are going to be chayv? People don't store it there. It's not a good storage facility. I think I'm saying what Johnny's saying. Okay, you'll tell me if you think it's different. But the thing is that, see, a kli is a kli. Okay? The essence of the thing is a kli. Okay? And that's essentially a kli is a kli. If you ask me, what do people store things in? What do people store nuts in? You'd have to say a kli. Okay? Kli. Okay, so the chafza of a storage, the storage facility for nuts or peiros is kale. Okay. Now, what kinds of kalim? Colorful kalim, smelly kalim, moving kalim. These are by nature, they're accidents. Okay, they're accidents. Okay, but when it comes to the framework, even though the essence is kli, when it comes to the world of the framework of storage. So the accident of motion becomes significant. Okay, it becomes significant. And if you'd really ask, so to speak, what do people store their stuff on, their nuts on, you'd say stationary kalim. Okay, kalim which have the accident of stationary. Okay, it's an accident, but the framework of hotzah, or of storage, so to speak, is machshev of that accident. Okay, is interested in that accident. So the question though is but halachically you have to be koveya the makom vis-a-vis hanacha. You have to be koveya makom of hanacha. So the question is, do you say that, look, bottom line is since we're setting up an objective makom, you have to define an essence. And the makom hanacha is a kli. And accidents are beyond mere accidents. Okay, but in other words, the makomos have to take hold of objective entities which exist. And objectively, there's a kli is a kli. And a state of motion is an accidental thing. So it's true that in general, that's what people do. But since people store on kelim, the Torah's koveya kelim as a kelim or kavu as the makom anocha of peros. What do you say that since we're setting up a makom anocha, and in the framework of anocha, the accident of motion is significant? Okay, it actually affects the ability as a munach. So therefore, the Torah recognizes the condition, the holder of fruits is a stationary clay. Because does this question? So it's a question. Does the Torah recognize? Does the Torah have to sort of make use of an objective essence, objective category, or do you say that since the makom is relative to a function, so it will be able to be toface a category and an accidental property of the clay with an accidental property? I mean, you could say that he's not sure about. Is that will the halacha recognize that? Because the framework definitely does warrant it, but it's still an objective halachic definition of a makom, anacha. The question is, will it recognize an accident, a significant in this framework? Or you say the Torah doesn't recognize that. So the question is, when you formulate derech latznio, there's apparently that's what he's saying. You learn from Mishkan that the makom is the makom which is darko shel bnei adam latznio. Is it darko shel bnei adam latznio? Is it darko shel bnei adam latznio chafatzim on a moving kli? He doesn't mean practically do people store on a moving kli. Definitely practically they don't. But when in the halachic formalization of the darko shel bnei adam latznio, is it purely kli? And even moving, not moving, that's the derech, it's kli. Grabs hold of the essence, the category kli. Or do you say that it grabs hold of the category with its accident, stationary kli? In which case, it's not actually to store it on a moving kli. You know what I mean? But, so that's the zibay. It's not a practical zibay. It's a halachically, in the formalization of the darkin of Shabbani Adam Latznia, of the makom ha'anacha of peros, how specific does it get? Could it be grabbed onto the accident? But in Bar Metzia, those in Bar Metzia, he's telling you practically, people aren't matzniya them on kelim. People definitely aren't. There he's talking practically, so definitely they aren't. But here in Shabbos, he's telling you the Yibaya. The Yibaya is that halachically is a derech shel bnei matzniya on that thing. And there's the reason why Tosfos in Bar Metzia is telling you that it's moving. He's telling you the practicalities of it is because he's trying to show us that when it comes to Svina, like Kenyan, you say it's considered at rest. But yeah, when it comes to Shabbos, or both by Talmud Chacham and by Shabbos, you say it's considered in motion. So you're saying is that by Kenyan it goes by, it's like at rest because it's like yacht. But by Shabbos it's in motion because Shabbos, the relevant factor is it Darko Shel Adam Latznia? And it's not Darko Shel Adam Latznia because it's in motion. So in other words, the way you measure motion vis-a-vis Shabbos is vis-a-vis the ability to store, and people don't store it on that. So he's explaining to you why it's considered motion by Shabbos and not considered motion by Svina, by Kenyan. You know, so he's highlighting the component of, you know, of the motion. He's not trying to explain the body. He's just trying to show he's taking the side which is the stira to this one, to the Svina. Svina is at rest and here's a motion. So say, oh, the reason why it's a motion is because people don't store it. People don't store it like that because it's in motion. You know, he's not trying to explain the body. But in Shabbos, I guess he gives you. It could be because it's in Shabbos. I don't know how Tosfos does these things, but I mean, it could be when it's in Shabbos, when he's trying to answer the Yibaya, he doesn't only answer the Stira, but he explains to you what the Yibaya is. You know, he explains what the Yibaya is. He doesn't just answer the problem, but he gives you insight into the Yibaya, because that's the Gemara. So he tells you how he's learning the Yibaya. Could be that's how he does it. It's interesting. You know, Avalacha, Mishnah, Shamalay, Mishnah, Adoshatin, Chavatsim, Uboy, Yagos, he explains the Yibaya. See that in Moment Sia, it's the Gemara there of Svina. So he just has to resolve the Stira. So the Stira is here, it says Svina is resting, so there, it says it's moving. So he says, no, that's different. But over here, his job isn't just to resolve the Stira, his job is to help you understand the Gemara and Shabbos. That's the Gemara, and there's an Ibaya here. So it's true, he uses the Stira to help you pinpoint what the Ibaya is. So he brings the contradiction. He shows you there the framework is Kinyan, the framework is Mishkan, and now he says, "Oh, so now you have what the Ibaya is." Now I'll explain to you what the Ibaya is. I mean, so it's good why he does that. You know, I mean, it's interesting how Tosfos works. I mean, don't know if you could do this all the time, but it's interesting. You see, like, what Tosus chooses to write, and, you know, like, usually you think these things are random. I don't know, one Tosus, he writes a little more here, a little less there. I mean, but here you can see, like, what his job is. His job is to help you learn the Gemara. So the Gemara over there, everyone would see, he's learning the Gemara, and he says it's a ras, he has a stira, so he has to show this, it's not a stira. Here the job is to help you learn the Abaya. And the stira is a tool, is being brought in as a tool of being able to help you learn the Abaya. So he sheds light on the Abaya also, he doesn't just resolve the stira. You know, but it's not his job, everyone see it, he's learning the Gemara, he's not trying to show you to answer up the problem. You want to learn the Abaya, you want to know what the definition of the Abaya is about in Shabbos? So go to Shabbos, you'll see. Well, it's funny, a little bit funny, according to the way Tosfos is learning, is the Ibaya and the Gemara, the way the Gemara phrases the Ibaya is a little bit funny. Because the Gemara says, do you go basar egos as lino, no basar kli as lino? You say the egos and egos is at rest, so you have to go by the kli, and the kli is moving. I mean, it's not really the question, you know? I mean, you don't say because you're going by that. Like, say you go with egos because egos is at rest. It's just saying, I guess you're saying is the egos. It means you just say egos is stored in the clay, and that's the way egos are stored. And you just look at it's really like do you look at the clay in this framework, you look at the clay in that framework. I mean, it's not really more just, practically it's saying you like you say that egos is at rest because it's in its clay, or you say no that the clay is moving, so therefore it's a different kind of a clay. The Gemara's not according to Tosfos, the Gemara's not saying what at least what Tosfos is saying. But I mean, I don't think that kind of thing bothers Tosfos necessarily. You have to know. So dafka, lav dafka, you're saying lav. That's not the question. Says you can't learn that way because it's definitely considered an amunach. It's definitely not considered a amunach because you see the Sugya Rokum Halech. So you can't say you just ignore the fact. You say, look at the egos and forget all the whole surroundings. It's just not true. You don't do that.